From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Saturday, "Presidents and their administrations have been talking to North Korea for 25 years. Agreements made and massive amounts of money paid hasn't worked. Agreements violated before the ink is dry. Making fools of U.S. negotiators, sorry, but only one thing will work." Trump did not make clear what he was referring to, but his comments seemed to be further suggestions that military action was on his mind. Thursday evening, he made cryptic remarks before having dinner with several of his military leaders.
"You guys know what this represents?
Well,
maybe it's the calm before the storm.
What's the storm?
Could be the calm before the storm."
The president has previously said the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies from Pyongyang's nuclear threats. The U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia is warning U.S. citizens to exercise caution Saturday in the area around Jeddah's Peace Palace after reports of an attack there. Tom Turco has the story.
Saudi Arabia's Interior Ministry said Saturday that two Saudi guards were killed and three more were injured after a man drove up to the western gate of the royal palace in Jeddah and began shooting. A spokesman for the ministry said members of the royal guard fatally shot the attacker. The spokesman said the shooter was a 28-year-old Saudi national named Mansour al-Amri. Tom Turco, VOA News.
Danish divers found the decapitated head, legs, and clothes of a Swedish journalist that was killed after going on a trip in an inventor's submarine in August. The body and clothes were found on Friday. This is VOA News. A mass vaccination campaign for Rohingya refugees is set to begin Tuesday, October 10th. Lisa Schlein has the story from the World Health Organization headquarters in Geneva.
More than 500,000 Rohingya refugees who have fled violence in Myanmar since August 25th are at risk of getting cholera. Conditions in the squalid, overcrowded makeshift settlements in Cox's Bazar are perfect for an outbreak of this fatal disease. A spokesman for the World Health Organization, Tarek Jazarevich, says the planned oral vaccination campaign will prevent the worst from happening.
Target population is 650,000 people. Every individual above age of one. More than 200 teams, vaccinators and volunteers, would carry out the campaign.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands have taken to the streets in Spain in pro-unity rallies as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Jacob Greaves reports.
Tens of thousands of protesters out on the streets of Spain calling for unity. In Madrid, a sea of Spanish flags underpin a bid to ease tensions. Last weekend, Catalonia held an independence referendum ruled illegal by Spanish authorities. Clashes erupted as national police tried to stop people voting. Catalan health authorities put the number of injured at around 900. In the regional capital, Barcelona, on Saturday, people came out dressed in white to call for calm. The main message has been to urge further dialogue between Madrid and separatists. But a dose of brinkmanship might be what they get. Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped.
Reporter Jacob Greaves. Investigators in Australia have said their understanding of MH370's whereabouts was better now than it has ever been. But they still don't know why the plane crashed. Jennifer Chong, whose husband was on board the doomed flight, pleaded for the mystery to be solved.
To just abandon the search at this point is also totally unacceptable because it will mean that we will never know what happened to our loved one.
An exhaustive search for the passenger jet in the southern Indian Ocean has lasted more than 1,000 days. The disappearance remains one of the greatest mysteries of modern aviation. The United States has formally handed over two UH-60 Black Hawk helicopters to Afghanistan's Air Force as part of a plan to increase its capability and sustainability to counter Taliban operations. The handover ceremony took place at an airfield in the southern city of Kandahar as the U.S.-led international military intervention in Afghanistan entered its 17th year. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.